This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Instagram has more than a billion monthly active users, and some not small number of them are what are known as influencers, people with big follower numbers who monetize that follower count by, in theory, influencing the rest of us. It sounds easy, perhaps not so easy in reality. Brian Chen is the lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times, also a guy who, as it happens, tried to make it big on Instagram. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here.
So with the acknowledgement that this is a little bit of a goof, I guess, okay, maybe a lot of a goof. Why did you want to experiment with this?
So this all started out because my fiance and I, we both love our dog, who's a corgi, and we both love cooking. So we thought that if you combine these two audiences of foodies and dog lovers, then this is going to be an overnight success, right? This is going to be a huge viral sensation on the web. And we decided to give it a try. We didn't really want to make any money or anything. We just wanted to make people see our food and our dog as much as possible, because we love these two things so much.
But also the prospect of actually becoming an Instagram influencer could be remunerative, shall we say.
Right. But after 4 months of doing this, we had something like 300 followers, which is not very much.
That's terrible. Know? Not only is it not very much, it's terrible.
Yeah. Our average number of likes was about 50. And I brought in a professional photographer I know to give me a consult. And he said, well, you could try shooting at different angles, like be more creative. You could incorporate dog clothing, things like that.
But I mean, you did the whole thing, right? You tried buying followers, right? How did that work out for you?
Yeah, so eventually when nothing was working, I caved into buying these followers. So I read on some obscure marketing blogs that said, if you really want to make it big on Instagram, the one and only time to buy followers is when you're small and you're starting out, because you want to build at least a medium-sized audience that makes you look more attractive to newcomers to your profile and will grow your audience. So I paid $19 to this weird website called Social 10X, which offers to boost your followers, right? And it gave me 2,500 followers, and it was just really eerie because, like, every second I was getting this new zombie follower, if you will. And so we continued trying to post on Cooking with Fat Max, thinking, like, well, this could help grow our audience.
Is that the handle, Cooking with Fat Max?
Yeah, it's called Cooking with Fat Max.
Just to get you the plug, because you'll get more followers after this airs, you know, right? I mean, the Times article got you a bunch of followers. You'll get more after this one.
Yeah, that's a side effect, yeah. We continued posting after getting the bots, and to our surprise, Kai, we got even fewer likes after that, and we were not getting any more followers. So this wasn't working either.
So look, the moral of the story here is that being an Instagram influencer, I imagine some kind of social media influencer at all, barring, you know, the big celebrities to begin with, it actually is hard work.
It's extremely hard work. So in the end, I interviewed this marketing company that gave me some advice. And they said, like, you have to go at this like it's a full-time job. No shortcuts, you know? There are tons of famous dog owners on Instagram. And that's why I thought it would be easy for me to get in, because, like, I thought, you know, I'm biased, but I thought my dog was exceptionally cute. Corgis are trending on Instagram.
Here's the kicker, dude. From the Times article, here's the best comment. My honest opinion, your dog isn't that cute. And mixing dogs with fancy food isn't really appealing. So you kind of had two strikes against you, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but like to your point, Kai, like, at the end of the day, right, like Instagram doesn't feel like this amateur hour kind of thing. It's like this Insta-industrial complex, right?
Right, that's exactly
only the
it.
Professionals can succeed, yep. Right? You have to have this really serious setup. You have to invest so much money and have all this equipment. But I was not willing to do most of these things. I just wanted to take pictures of my dog and food and have some fun.
Brian Chen, he writes for the New York Times, consumer technology and all kinds of stuff. Dog's also on Instagram, by the way. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Kai.